Off the cuff. Hey there, Jed Coburn is here.
What the fuck happened?
Dude,
no, like, I can't take the abuse anymore.
Can.
Oh, you didn't start it?
Yeah, I heard the thing.
Okay,
I don't know.
Guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, the confusion is because I thought we started. Okay, Cody Skoke's dead.
Right.
Okay, there we go. We're rolling.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't mind this.
Yeah.
This little. All right.
Yeah, so we're coming to you, people listening. We are in Badger right now.
Yeah, first time.
Right. Figure.
It's not terrible.
We're in my little massage room. I got the waterfall on the wall.
Yeah, sweet wallpaper.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah, it works well. It
goes all the way around, even the
yeah.
little the hippie stack rock
yep.
thing.
Oh yeah,
what are those called?
I have no idea.
No, but there's a name for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I know there is. I'm not really that brushed up on my shit.
Yeah. Yep. Usually the table's obviously in the middle of the room.
But right. I would imagine
yeah.
so.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can get around.
Yep.
Yep. They're gonna walk out of here leaning.
Yeah. Right. right. Yeah. Exactly. You got one half of your body done.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. So yeah. Anything new with this shit?
No, it's actually, I mean, I'm booking out about 3 weeks. That's kind of new.
Hey.
Yeah, like it's kind of nuts.
Hell yeah.
People are coming out of the woodwork and
hell
figuring
yeah.
out massage therapy isn't just like a
well, it's
skin
kind of,
polish.
It's chiropractic in a
yeah.
sense.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really realize it until I started going to the guy in World.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My whole experience with chiropractic shit was always just go in, like maybe loosen up, with the muscle stimulator or whatever.
Right.
And then adjust you. And that was
yeah.
it. But then when I started going, like, I've seen a lot more success with my body. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying there's a, I'm not trying to say there isn't an avenue for what he does too. But
right,
like, it
right.
just seems like for my body, I have a better response to a little bit of like massage therapy prior to adjusting.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's what he does. So it's really funny because you go to the one in War Road.
Yeah,
yeah,
it just started not
okay.
long ago, but I've
yeah.
just had good success
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
yep. Know?
He's the one I see too because
right.
he does good depth. Like he,
yeah,
he
that's
digs.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Like the guy really penetrates into
yeah.
your muscle. And
yeah.
like I found that I don't have to go quite as often. I don't
yeah.
have to go quite as much and
yep.
all that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Yep, and then, you know, people are coming here, and they're like, whoa, you're kind of, you go really deep. Like, yes,
that's
how it works.
A deep tissue massage.
It's in the name.
yeah.
Versus what they're used to. Nobody else, you know, can get to the depth, you know.
Right.
And
you know,
like,
I'll give that guy, too, also, like, he's got some, you know, he's seasoned. He's older.
Yeah.
He, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to do that, not once, but. Every single appointment you have,
yep.
man, he's got some fucking arm
yeah.
strength, man. He's in shape.
Yeah, he's not messing around.
No,
yeah,
no, not yep. at all.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah,
we're not sponsored by anybody, so we're
no.
not saying names.
Yeah, that's exactly
I'm not
it.
Trying to shit on the other guy because
no.
he does do good work
right.
as well.
Yeah,
for years I've had
yeah.
nothing but success with him. But
yep.
I guess I just. Check. I had a problem that
yeah.
couldn't be solved by that type
yep.
of chiropractic work, I guess.
Right.
You know?
The muscle manipulation first, and
yeah.
then you get into the chiropractor piece. I know.
Yeah.
Well, and when Emery gets a little older, I'm very much contemplating to see if I can hit that chiropractic school in Bloomington.
Ooh.
That would be cool.
Hell
if I can
yeah.
swing that, like, this is the nearest one. You know,
right.
in Minnesota anyway. I'm sure there's ones in North Dakota, but you got to go through
well,
hoops.
And again,
but.
Like, I mean, without even saying that prior to, this is the first
right.
time you've told me that, but
yeah.
I just, like, come to the realization on my own that, like, they kind of play into
yeah.
each other, so
yep.
why the fuck not?
I know. The only problem is, as of right now, I'd have to be on campus 3 days a week, so... I gotta figure out how the hell to swing that.
No.
It's not gonna work now.
No.
You know, Emery's too small. But maybe when he's in school full time,
right?
Then I can swing that. I don't know. Even then, I have no idea. But that would be a goal. That'd be a sweet
right,
one.
Right.
You get chiropractic.
Where is this at now?
Bloomington.
Oh shit!
So yeah, like the cities. Okay, so
yeah, we're
talking, I'd have
yeah,
to find a couch to crash on.
Yeah,
I'm not paying for a hotel, right?
Like no, not that. For 3 days a week.
Right.
I mean, you're gonna go behind. Quick.
Right. Yep. And then you know who's my age or whatever? Who's gonna want me to sleep on their couch, right?
Yeah, real true.
I have no idea, but
I mean, yeah, because even like I remember, I don't know if it's still a thing, but when I was in college and shit, there was that. And I'm not saying, I'm not telling, I'm not encouraging you to do this.
Because
I know even in my time it was sketchy, but
The
whole, like, there was actually a website called, like, Couch Crashers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That people would open their couch to people, but
then
again, that was also a long time ago. Now the people that are on there might be.
They're probably a little different.
Maybe serial killer type.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, I was just thinking, we do have friends at, like, in north of the city. We could do that. They don't have any kids, so that'd be perfect.
All right.
Plus,
right,
my wife's always like, we need to go down there and see them. And be like, this might actually be a good thing.
I was going to say, though, I mean, it's one thing house. To see them, but then you go up to them without seeing them.
I know.
And like, hey, so, funny story, true story.
Need a key to your house, because I need a couch.
If I could crash in your living room,
that'd
be fucking super.
I don't even need a living room. If you just want me in the garage, that would work. I'll bring a sleeping bag and a cot.
You know? fucking shit.
That would be good enough. It would be worth it. Yeah, it would be good enough.
Yeah, no, at least there's fucking thoughts there anyway.
Right.
Because the two do work together.
Yep.
How many years is that though? Is
it just, for me? I think it would be about 2.5.
Okay.
So because their minimum requirement is an exercise science, a bachelor in exercise science, and I have that. So, like, I look at that, I'm like, Jesus. Okay, let's make this happen.
You're halfway there then.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. And then practicing experience, and I'm like, I also have that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would work very well.
Still, 2.5 years, that blooming,
that'd
be some sacrifice on both ends.
It would be, but I mean.
Seeing as how, you know, as far
as family.
As far along as you are like the family life things,
right.
I get where that can be a challenge. But,
yeah.
You know, it just takes an understanding significant other, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah, we'll see, right?
But then again, it's still a lot to put on them as well.
It is. Shit. I mean, it is a massive feat for sure.
Yeah.
I can do it because I'll just do it, right? Like, in my head, it's like, well, fuck it. I'll just go out and do it. But for her,
well,
then
you
that
see
means,
the angle, but during the struggle of it all, you know, it takes a lot of sacrifice on her side.
Well,
too.
And she's taking care of everything.
That's
then,
what
right?
I mean.
Like,
you know?
I do bedtime, like that's, you know, afternoon and then bedtime. Like, that's what I do. Where she does the rest. Like, even that for her is like, okay, I have enough reprieve, maybe.
Right.
But even then.
And that's on a given day.
Exactly. You know, and now you take all of it away and then you put it all on her. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's definitely something to consider. And what's the gain? You know what I mean? Like, is there any financial gain for that? I have no idea.
I'd have to assume there is.
There would have to be, right? Because then I could do a full hour massage and maybe a 20-minute adjustment. Then I can get both.
Right. I was just going to say that. I mean, I just know that, like, I mean, from the sense of, like, why wouldn't any and all experienced massage therapists be in school right now?
That right.
If they could, you know, I mean,
yeah.
If it wasn't like a big leap from the two,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you just happen to find yourself in a position where you can shave time off because of the
right,
because
of my degree anyway.
You already have, you know?
Yep.
But if there wasn't some serious time and dedication involved, I'm sure everyone would just be doing that. But
right.
You have to. I mean, when I think of a massage therapist and a chiropractor, though, in my head, I guess, but then again, I don't see a check from either one of those.
Yeah,
I'm just
assuming
that the chiropractic is going to make more. Or like, why would they be still doing this type of shit?
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I know he charges, you know, $45 for 20 minutes to see you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then it's like a flat rate, no insurance thing.
So you do $45 in 20 to 25 minutes, and he can fit three people in an hour, right?
Yeah.
So 4, 8, 12, it's $120 an hour. But for me, for an hour and a half, I charge $105 for massage. So $70 an hour. is what I do for an hour. So the upsell there, I don't know. I have to really think about what that is financially.
Yeah, where you're looking at. Yeah, like, because if you're only going up a certain percentage of right. your already wage, and then you got to
yeah.
put how much stress that is on the family.
Right.
I get that.
Is it yeah. worth $30 more an hour?
Yeah. You know? Is it worth the stress on, mm-hmm. on the ones you love for you to do it?
Yeah. yeah. Can I find that. A different avenue, you know, a different revenue stream?
Yeah.
And not? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. well, fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it out of the question? No. But is it, you know?
Right. It would be really convenient, though, if it wasn't Bloomington.
I know. Fuck. It was like a Thief River branch.
Yeah. even in cool. Grand Forks, yeah, right. Fargo, yeah. you're talking yep. like at least, you know, a half that.
Yeah.
Like less than half yep. of that.
That's doable damn near in a day.
You yeah. know,
you could swing that. It would yeah. blow after a while, but like.
Oh, it would be grueling. You know, but at least you could take the brunt yeah, of that.
That's exactly right.
Right now, yep. as is, they would take the brunt yeah, of that. So, my family yeah. would yeah.
get their ass kicked.
Then they day. Would more or less just see the dedication you're putting in yeah. rather than the dedication you have to watch them put
yeah,
in.
That's exactly it. Yeah. There would be not a 50-50 there. It would not be.
Yeah, yeah. No doubt. But in the perfect world, it would be yeah. the other way around. But
yep.
I don't know. I'm old school like that, I guess. I would rather take all the stress than right. have it bleed into my home.
But right. Totally. Now, yeah. I haven't looked. Yeah. Like I said, I haven't looked.
It's not in, always perfect, though.
Yep. Didn't look in North Dakota yet, but I just know there's one in Bloomington, and I've looked into it and went, man. But
well, right. I mean, and then you already like you said, foot in the door, and then you have the already more knowledge than I'd imagine right. a lot of people coming in.
Yeah.
Unless you happen to sit down your first day, look across at another person your age.
That, yeah.
You know, like unless they, I mean. Maybe they went down the same kind of avenue right. you did too.
Yep.
And then found themselves here, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
It's
I mean, the old balls of the group,
yeah,
dude.
I doubt it.
You got but, a bunch you know, of 20 somethings. Like, the fuck are you doing here? Be like, I bet you I can outdo all of your asses.
Well, I remember even when I was in college, there was a couple people that were like mid 20s yeah. that we looked yep. at as the old fuck.
Yeah, you exactly. Know what
yep. I mean? Like,
yep.
People that went for one thing and shit didn't pan out, so yeah. switched halfway yep. through and then ended up being the old fuck
yep.
at 25.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting here at 30-something yeah. and I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
25 is young.
I know.
Dude.
Exactly.
Shit.
I know. Let's just say it worked out and I would go down there. I would probably be around 43 going into a classroom.
Well, there you
dude,
go.
Yeah. 43 walking into a classroom.
But there were them too.
Yeah.
Like yep. almost like people just almost respected him for going back and
right.
trying again.
Exactly.
Because some people get defeated by life.
Yeah.
You know, like yep. they're like they use that as the primary excuse to not do something.
Yep.
Is, bro, I'm 40. You know.
Yeah.
What I mean?
Right. I'm
like,
old yep. as shit. What am I gonna do with this?
Yeah,
do I have enough
like,
time? Blah
even,
blah blah.
Even if I yeah. do it now, is it gonna be financially viable? Like
right.
I get it, but
right.
at the same time, like the rest of your life, you can do whatever the fuck this is that you're putting your head to. Like
right.
if it's something you're passionate yeah. about, anyway.
Well, and that's a thing. You know, how many people I see on that table, and they're just like, "Whoa,
yeah,
I've never gotten a massage like that before." And I'm like, I don't fuck you. Cool. You know,
yeah.
mission accomplished, right?
Yeah. Like,
these muscles are what they are. And I don't know if most massage therapists, you know, they have to take A&P if they have anatomy and physiology, right?
Right.
If they have a certification, but they don't go near as depth as a, you know, a bachelor's degree in exercise science.
Right, right. Well, and just even in general, like, I mean, like you're not to kiss your ass, you're a physically fit man.
Sure.
Who could like, you know,
yeah,
I would imagine it wouldn't take you as long to hit as, like, hit the deeper tissues
yeah.
as if, like, I was doing.
Sure.
Someone who has no idea what, well, not only not, like, even if I knew what muscle I was trying to hit,
yeah.
I promise you're hitting it before me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, right. I practice what I preach,
it's
right?
It's
like,
a
I
fucking
have to.
Fact.
Well, I also own the gym. So, like, if I were
yep.
a fat fuck, nobody would come to this gym.
No.
Like, that's just fact.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
they
come
would
to
be
my
looking
gym.
At you like, why don't you maybe...
You're not going to use that thing?
Yeah,
like, how about use that gym that you have?
Well, right. If I walked in, you the owner of the gym is about to give me a massage. I'm already got a thought in my head.
Right.
And then you walk in and see someone wearing sweats, overweight.
Yeah.
Like, if that's your prerogative, fine, but like,
you're not selling
anything.
I'm not
trying to, buy a something that involves physical,
right?
You know, fortitude, I guess.
Totally.
I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't fucking going anywhere with that.
No, fuck no. No. No.
Well, and I just, it's awesome because we just got 70-pound dumbbells. And
anybody in here curling them fuckers?
Not curling. I can bench them. We need like 80s, 90s, and 100s yet, but.
Yeah, you maybe want them, but
yeah, I mean,
the people that come here need them.
Oh yeah,
they do.
No, it's
okay.
Cool because I can bench 70s.
Yeah, I would have figured like if you were doing like an incline or like a decline,
just any benching, right?
Yeah.
So but, and I know there's other people who can, and now I did try them out this week, and I'm like, now I need 80s because it's you get to 12 reps and it's not enough.
Right.
Not bragging by any means, because my regular bench, like a barbell bench,
yeah, but
I'm
you're
okay
not,
on.
You're
but.
Not absurdly large either.
No,
so I mean, like, and if there's even one person here that would use them, I guess it's worth getting.
Totally. And we've had enough, people say, "Hey, we need these." I'm like, And I bought American made. Like, that's massive to me. I could have bought, because those were $319 for a set,
piece.
Right?
Oh, a set.
But still, it's a fuckload of money.
Yeah, for a set of dumbbells. Right. Yeah.
And then I couldn't go to Amazon and pay $160. But those fuckers are from China.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Not doing it.
Yeah, there's no reason to
so
right now.
Well, I think ever. Like, I think that's going to be the biggest thing that we all need to start thinking of is, like, where's our shit coming from?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, there's no need for that right now. Isn't, like, I just feel like our country's on a solid decline at the moment. And, like, it's never been more apparent than now. And people got to quit worrying about their bottom dollar. And I think start worrying about their infrastructure.
Absolutely. And that's why. So I was like, okay, I want an American made company. And then I found those and I'm like, fuck, okay. $320 versus $160. That's literally, almost double the amount of money. So I'm like, fine. But I'm like, okay, you have to inconvenience yourself right now, or else we won't have an America.
Right, but when you do see that though, it's hard not though to understand where the mindset that put us in China is. You know what I mean? Like that's the exact reason that there is so much manufacturing going into China and shit like that is mainly because we're talking 50% increase in profits essentially. Like it's just nuts.
I just figure it's fun, and so I'll just continue to buy those. But and all it takes is one. Like, it takes all of us individually together to stop that shit.
But if those last 50% as long, there you go.
Completely worth it.
Yeah, there it is.
It's cool. I mean, this gym is more than just, people coming here lifting weights and going home. I feel like they're definitely, like, all of us were connecting, like, we care. And I can leave product out on the counter and people pay for it. You know what I mean? Like,
without me being here.
Yep. Now, granted, there's cameras and what I exactly know. Sure.
But it wouldn't take much but a ski mask. We're in northern Minnesota.
Yeah,
everyone's got one.
Right.
It doesn't take anything for them to get away with it. So
they wouldn't be able to tell, but whatever it is.
I'm just saying, like, there is the potential there. So the fact that you haven't had a problem yet,
I've gotten more product in there and people are paying, and I'm like, man, this is freaking crazy cool. But so then, for anybody who, we haven't done a podcast yet. So, like, we're now getting in, like, I was in my head. I'm like, where the hell can we make this work? So what we're trying to do is a Friday podcast, because you're most likely not going to work Fridays, or is it?
Right now I can say that.
Yeah.
But as we get more and more closer to like full swing production and shit, it's never a guarantee.
Yeah.
Or if there's ever a week, if I'm sick, I have to work Fridays type thing.
Yep.
Like, it's basically right now a setup deal where, like, if you have any missed time Monday through Thursday, you will be there Friday.
Okay.
Which from my standpoint is great. I actually like it.
Yeah.
Just because it gets my people in there.
Yeah.
And then you know, all that shit, but it also implies to me too. So,
right? Yeah.
If there's ever an emergency situation like I had the other week, then yeah. I will be working Friday.
Sure. Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I don't know. Right now, we've run a good stretch of not having to work Fridays.
That's cool.
But even on the days we do,
yeah,
I'm off at 1:30, but by the time I get home, get cleaned up and get Jess fucking all that shit and then whatnot, I would have to basically just go home and turn around and come this way.
But, yeah.
You know, we can make that work one way or another. Yep. So.
I know, and if it works out where I'm done here early, I can just swing by your house.
Right.
I think that could work, too.
We can make this happen as long as there's just a little bit of sacrifice on each end.
Right.
There's either all the sacrifice on one end, or we can try to 50-50 it
right.
the best we can.
Yeah, yep.
And I know you're the type of person that does that. So
yeah, exactly.
As long as, like, as of now, though, this is going to work.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, because I can just block my schedule for the Friday afternoons.
Right,
you know,
right.
Then I, you know, whatever it is.
And I was even asked just 2 days ago if I was still talking to you even. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I think this Friday all goes well. And here I'm trying to, this is the guy that could tell me if I'm going to work or not. You know what I mean? Like, just having to ask if we're still talking. I'm like, yeah, no, we're going to start doing the podcast at his gym. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man, it'll work out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then immediately after, forgets that shit and asks me about these prototypes. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, right?
Didn't hesitate. I just said, yeah.
Yeah.
But the last time I had an incident with prototypes, I did a lot of standing around waiting for them.
Sure.
Yep. You know, to come out of the machine shop and whatnot. Yeah. And like, yeah, as long as they're done, they're ready, you call me, I come in, I'll put them fuckers on a – I'll get them out record time for
right.
you, but
right.
I really am not too crazy about my day off coming in and then standing around and then waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. So do you clock in when you're standing?
Oh,
there?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's a waste.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a waste on both ends. Yeah. Like, granted, you could say that, like, well, it's worth it for you. Yeah, it is, but I put a high value on my time.
Absolutely.
Man. Like,
absolutely.
Yep. Especially now, knowing where I'm at in life and how much time I've wasted doing fuck all, like like if I just put a bigger value on it, so even if it's an hour that I ain't got to be there and I'm spending it with people that I chose to spend my life with, I'm happier doing that.
And speaking of that, you guys have a date.
Yeah, September 28th.
You guys have a date for the wedding. Watch out.
So now we're working on that too. And pushing forward, Jess is doing more work than I am.
Oh, dude,
I guarantee you.
Kind of how it works. I mean, I don't know.
It seems that
my wife,
way.
She still has the wedding bag in our closet from like the preparation, the year and a half it took to have that happen. And every now and again, I move it. Like whenever I'm in that part of the closet, I'm like, we still fucking have this thing. And she's like, I put a shitload of work into that whole entire process, so I'm going to keep that probably till I die. And I'm like,
there you go, man.
I'm like, hey, you know, I just lifted it up because it's still considerably heavy.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I had nothing to do with it.
I mean, I appreciate the fact that my mom even, like, I mean, I don't know if she was trying to scare us or anything, but she just made it, like, known, like, because I think it was in both of our heads that, like, you know, it's still 8 months away.
Sure.
September? Yeah, 8 months away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, we still thought we had all this time. It wouldn't take much.
Yeah.
But, luckily she did that.
Yeah.
So now we're actually, like, pushing into
that's
it
no
a little
shit,
bit.
Though, because you don't have time.
Dude, you really
everybody
don't.
Plans weddings.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like we can just get a hotel or we can just get a venue. No, like.
Well, we didn't think we would have problems with the date even, but like, because we even considered jeans and shit as far as like 4 hour, like the reception and shit.
Yeah.
And they are booked on the 28th of September. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, what? Like a random ass day that far out. But we did get our people that are going to like DJ and decorate it. We got them for the 28th and shit. But and then we were considering doing just the gazebo for like a venue because she wanted to be outside.
Cool.
And around here, we really don't have any outdoor venues.
Right. Yeah, zero.
And we don't want to like make people drive for one. So we're more or less, like the gazebo is like it.
Yeah.
But that's fair enough too, as far as price. And like they were open.
Cool.
It's just the reception venue got kind of, you know, fucked.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
But who's to say that won't change? But we're also looking at the city center.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, there's another place that may not be booked, but
right.
Yeah, she's making phone calls and shit. Yeah. She knows what she's doing. But
yep. I know I had two responsibilities. I had the DJ and then the trolley, or like what we call, you know, your limo after the wedding reception. Yep. Those were mine. And so we had a trolley, like an old school bus that converted into a trolley. It was pretty, cool.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Those things were, we got married in Fargo, so there's quite a bit more opportunity, but yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying, cause right now the DJ is already taken care of. I'm halfway done.
Right. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And she took care of that too. So it's but we're working on it. I don't know. There were some hangups with jeans.
Yeah.
That we weren't crazy about anyway, so there's that now that opens up the door for me to hire a few more of my friends.
Sure.
I got a buddy in TR who I think I'm going to have cater the whole thing. We were already planning on having him do it.
Yeah.
But then if we went with jeans, they're not expensive to rent out that back room.
Yeah.
But then you realize that you can't bring any outside food.
Really?
In there.
Oh, like I suppose.
You know, that's
You're pigeonholed into what they have.
Yeah. So, and like, I get it from a business standpoint. I'm not hating on them. Yeah. I think
it just makes sense.
It's a brilliant idea. Yeah. You
use our shit. You got to use our shit.
Yeah. You also got to eat our shit.
Yeah,
you
know exactly. I mean? So
I got it. Yeah. Like, it, as soon as I realized, I'm like, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I would be the same business owner for sure.
Yeah.
So whatever, but now like that, so it does open up a few more avenues of helping out my own people too.
Hell yeah,
people that came out of the world I did that were trying to be you know, straight edge and like start their own business and shit.
And they got
and he's a hell of a cook.
Yeah.
So fuck it.
That's cool.
Yeah, he used to actually. This particular guy used to. I don't know. Should be all right. I don't know how mass knowing the. There was some controversy there on his departure, but he used to actually he was the guy that like Fozzy's and TR.
Oh, okay,
he kind of ran the whole thing. Okay. He was kind of running the kitchen part of it.
Yeah,
and then he ended up, there was a falling out, a disagreement, whatever the fuck it may be, but that has nothing to do with the quality of the food.
Right, exactly.
Like like that part was straight, you know?
Yep.
And it had nothing to do with my end of things either, so you don't got to worry about your caterer coming in all coked up, you know?
He's
good. It's just, there was just like a disagreement with the establishment, if you will.
Yeah.
But and then he ended up, he went to a different place to work for a while, and then he sent me a Snapchat one day of his business card of doing catering whatnot, and I'm like, my man.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're in. Like, you already know you got a job with me. Like,
what are the dates? What's the 28th looking like for you? Right? Like, get over here.
If you just showed me your business card and you're booking out 8 months, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
And every other catering service in this area will be also pissed.
Yeah, right.
You shitting me?
Yeah.
You booking 8 months out?
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm just happy to be able to give my the people that I like, you know, business as well.
Hell yeah,
you know, fuck, give them a chance anyway, because you know, I mean, I don't think he's gonna particularly have a problem with it because even when he was working there, he did well. Like, people liked him. He's a really likable dude, and like, he's got a solid personality on him. And I would hazard to guess that he had a lot of the business there was for him.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, like, he literally drummed it all up.
Yeah, like the food definitely spoke for itself too. Yep. But I mean, there's a certain atmosphere, and anytime I was ever in there to watch him do his thing and to communicate with like people at tables and just Yeah, when he didn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, the guy is solid. Like, he's just a solid dude.
It's a killer duo right there. It's a one-two punch for business. Yeah,
when the food already does the talking, and then you have that type of...
it's a personal touch.
Yeah, that personality, that gift of gab, that, you know, that you can go around and... Like, you know, like I'm a type of person. Like not everyone who communicates with me is going to like me.
Yeah.
And that goes for people listening to this.
Right, yeah.
But he has that chameleon-esque style ability to where he can, like, every kind of person can find some common ground with him. And I respect that because coming from my own body, I know that, you know, I'm not always there.
Right.
I don't always hit, and then day to day is different. But on any given day, at any given time, that dude could probably talk to anybody.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, he's going to hopefully, as long as the venue allows, right now we're just working on that little tidbit. But he should be my guy for that.
That's awesome.
And if I fucking would have saved his goddamn business card, I would
tell you what
exactly the business is.
Right.
After sitting here and praising him.
Right. Let people know who is this dude.
Like, even if you're in the area, but fucking... Dog, I want to say it's called... you know what? I'm pretty sure it's called Hooked Up Catering.
Oh, really?
Hooked Up. And that's like, cool. So, like, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Because Hooked Up, it like has a couple fish hooks on it, you know, because he's a big fishing guy.
Yeah.
But in the same aspect, like, coming from our world, like, you know, if you had the hookup, you know what I mean? So, like, Hooked Up Catering.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant. Sure. And, like, and the dude, he, like, obviously has since gotten more into fishing than the other side. But, Hooked Up Catering, that's what it is. And his name is Chris Hodges. He's the guy. And he's great.
Hooked Up Catering.
He'll Hooked Up Catering. That, no shit, I would remember that too.
Yep.
Without even, I didn't find his business card. So,
you just hit it.
It dawned
on the world.
Hooked Up Catering. Great shit. And I don't know, he does, his barbecue at Fozzie's was unreal.
Yeah.
You know, it was great. It was great.
Because Fozzie shut down, right?
Yeah, but not because of lack of business.
Yeah.
There was some other, there was also drama with that whole aspect of thing. And it's weird because I thought they were great for TR. I thought they did a lot of good things for there. They were great. I mean, the public seemed to love them.
Yeah.
And there was, half of that again was Chris.
I mean,
if they were still open today.
Yeah.
And you were to go in there, I felt like Chris was half that experience because he communicated with people. Sure. He was always smiling at everybody.
That's interesting.
You could tell he enjoyed what he did.
Yeah.
He was there. And, you know, whatever the fuck. That was my experience when I was in there. Yeah. But
I'm sure it's a lot of people's. Well, there was word that Fozzie's was going to move to Roseau. A rumor, not word. But
that would have been great.
And then I don't know where it went. But
I would have loved that because that would, well, I mean,
I hear a lot of stuff on that table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't repeat it, but that kind of shit, of course.
Right, right. Like, well, of course, they still have their, like, their home base in Bemidji.
Yeah, yep.
And I do know that they're still, I don't know if they, I guess I don't know.
Yeah.
But I would imagine, seeing as how they were already trying to get into TR, that they would more or less be looking for a second location.
Sure, yeah.
But I mean, yeah, like Fozzie himself, even that dude is pretty nice. He's always, like, anytime I've met him, he seemed pretty legit.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we need. Well, we're getting that. You saw the JD Seamless. Now we're naming businesses, but whatever. That building that he was in,
right across from AutoZone.
Yeah. I see that building. You know,
Chum's fucking garage. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the, it is now, isn't it?
It is Chum's Garage.
Yeah. And then there's Muncie's Garage. Like, all these
things. Fucking dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Muncie's
My
Garage.
Ass is so fucked up. They're related.
Yeah.
But they're not, Chum, fucking Muncie's
Garage.
Yeah, Chum is Candy's kid.
Yes.
Yeah, my fucking dumb ass. Like,
either way.
My mistake. Right. Anyway, if either one of you listen to this, which I doubt it.
Yeah, right. Muncie's Garage.
I was talking about Muncie's Garage today, and then someone asked me how Chum is related to Muncie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, yeah. Like, I explained it to him.
Sure, sure.
So now as soon as this comes up, I'm going to name it Chum's Garage, fucking asshole. I'm sorry, Muncie. I'm sorry, bro.
I know. I think he's doing real well, right?
He's not doing bad, I don't think. I mean, I've gotten my vehicle there a couple of times. Cool. The only issue I had wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
It was mine.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yep. But other than that, he's great. But anyways, sorry.
Well, no, that building right across from there, that sold. And now we got a coffee shop.
That's going to be a coffee shop.
It's going to be a coffee shop and that aesthetics business. Like, it'll be, what the hell is that? What's the shit that you inject in your lips?
Oh, I said Botox?
It'll be Botox and shit like that.
Botox with a coffee shop.
Yeah, dude, I know. Like,
coming and get your coffee and Botox.
I know.
They're
different businesses, but they'll be in the same building. Okay.
We all know that that's
apparently a
double shot of espresso with two shots of Botox.
I know, no shit. But I guess that's what it's going to be. And there's going to be a drive-through. At least that's the rumor. There's going to be a drive-through for the
Botox.
No. Hold on. Pull in closer, bro.
You see my head right away.
I know. Well, as soon as he's coming out, I'm like, fuck no. The drive-through coffee, right?
Yeah.
And then, because there's no drive-through. Aside from Burger King. Burger King blows ass. So fuck those guys.
Yeah, they can. I mean, I like their burger flavor better, but it is what it is,
right? Like, you're not going there going, yeah, this is awesome. You're gonna go there and be like, all right, I know what I'm getting. But I guess that's what's going in that building. So we need good stuff in our county. Like, we need like 2 to 3 star, maybe. Like, we're not gonna get a 4 star or anything, but like, do we have the infrastructure to get it right?
Would I fucking like to see more fake lip injected people? Absolutely not.
No,
I don't. And I'm not discouraging them from opening. Because I know that if done right, Botox is actually great for certain things.
Yeah, but it can be.
If you can avoid the lip injections, I'd be much appreciated.
I saw this meme. It was a bunch of bones lined up with, you know, female. It was just like, you didn't know it was a female unless you saw the thing. The skull had the lips still, then the boobs were gone, but the implants were still sitting on the bones. And it's like, you know, 2080, this is what people are going to look like.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck?
And then you got all the fucking weird-ass illegal injections now that are going into the ass muscle of fucking women. Like, dude, that don't even look good, nor does it look attractive.
Right.
Like, I don't know, man. Don't look healthy. It definitely don't look natural.
No.
Like, at least, like, when even in the early days of fake cans and shit, they at least were trying to model it after something that looked real.
It looked something that, looked like God still made that.
Yeah, they were trying. Yeah. That was the goal, you could tell. Even though that early implants were just not so, like, they weren't silicone based, they're basically like shit. Like, quality was shit, right?
Yeah.
They just didn't know anything yet.
Yep. But now it all looks fake. Every single
thing. Dude, it's getting unreal. But now fake cans can.
Right.
If you're going in there with breast cancer saying, I just want to look natural again, they can do that and do that very well.
Yep.
But
nobody wants that.
Dog, like, when these models and actresses are meeting up with their person in a fucking dungy hotel room
with
these ass injections.
Yep.
Like, they're just putting weird things into the muscle tissue of
your
ass.
Let's put some 530 in your ass and see what happens.
It's unreal. Like, now I'm going to be the first to tell you, I'm not out in Hollywood. I don't know what one of these...
Right.
What one of these Cardi B asses feel like. I don't know, but I could imagine they don't feel natural. No, they got to be like dropping a brick on you. Like, it's got to be rock hard.
Exactly.
You know, like.
You're like, whoa. You need to not do that.
Man, I don't know. I don't even think they look good. And And I'll be the first to tell you, when it comes to, you know, top or bottom, I'm a bottom man.
Right.
Okay. Like that's, yeah. that's who I am. Right. I'm not ashamed to say that. Yeah. But
not this, on that, man.
This fake. Nah, man. There's more than one reason, but I mean, I don't know, dude. It just doesn't even look natural to me. Yeah. It doesn't appeal to my eye.
Right.
And other than that, I mean, the confidence level, I know I can't breach that fucking much flesh. Like, I just know that it ain't for me, dude. It ain't for me. Yeah. I'm not only am I not even looking, I just don't want anything to do with
Same.
It.
You know, and so I don't think they're doing, I saw the person who owns it and she's.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Now, all that shit of ass injections, I do not. I'm not saying that the establishment we're talking about. Right,
they're not doing that.
I'm just hoping they stay away from lips. The ass shit was just comical.
Right,
I don't
know. No, I totally. But what I hope is, you know, I mean, I hope people see it for what it is. Some actual health and wellness part of it. Right, you know?
Right. And there's an area for it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, another coffee shop is going in. You know, it's like, well, we only have one if you want to look at one. So there's some competition. So that's good for two. But, you know, I don't know.
I think the death of the last coffee shop we had more to do with just not, maybe it's fair to say that they thought they had more business mind than they did.
I would agree.
Like, I really do. And I enjoyed them.
Absolutely.
I liked them as people.
Yep.
I think they just got in over their head more than they knew how to handle.
Yep.
And then it doesn't help by being involved in, like, if you're going to be in a community this size, we kind of all got to get along.
Yep.
And when you're going to start a war like that and then like, not a war, but you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to have issues, at least when you're attacking people's character, shit can sometimes go one way or the other.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It didn't go the way they wanted, I guess.
Yeah.
But I still think we can support two
Absolutely,
coffee
shops. We can. Yep.
100%. It's just more or less, I'm worried, you know, that was my thought.
Yep. No, I think it's a thing too, where you get into business, you start to do well, you start to do really well, and it happens really fast. And then you start to go, okay, we can go here, 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 and here. And not to say that they did that, but I think my own mind would do that. You know, well, I've been lucky enough to not really go big real fast. So I've been a slow grow.
Well, you also got to have you also got to keep your head attached to your shoulders and realize what's what. And in that particular case of that other shop, I think it was when money that you have access to is in a trust.
Yeah.
You tend to, you know what that means, but you don't. You think the more money you throw around is going to get you more return.
Right.
That's not always the case.
Absolutely. Right. And if you're not watching both
you
ends of that.
You got to be careful. Yeah. And like, I think it was just that of a stutter step.
Yeah.
And it just kind of went south there. Yep. But, you know, but in the case of like, if you're able to just set your goals small and short.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you're going to be better off. Like, because then you are growing in your own, like. Because, like, I don't know, I'm a humble cat.
Yeah.
If I had a business, I would be setting goals smaller than bigger.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would have hopes
of
this or that in my head. But, like, you still have that. Every fucking ladder you climb is increments, man.
Yeah.
And if you are worried about that top step before you're worried about the one that's in front of your foot, you can trip up and end up falling right down that motherfucker.
Yep.
I've done it on a job site.
That's what I do here. I literally take it almost just one day at a time.
You have to.
And then I'm still projecting at least my mindset where I'm like at the end of the year.
Right,
I'm already
in
my mind, I'm pretty much in 2025, if not 2026 of where I need to be. But I'm still 2024 today.
Yeah, but you're not thinking of 2030. You know what I mean?
Right,
top
exactly.
Of that ladder.
Yeah.
And that's where I think they were reaching for the top and from the bottom, and they just couldn't quite reach that. And I'm not a business owner. Trust me, man. I was alongside a guy who fucking built a business for a long time, and I seen how he did it, and I respect how he did it. And he just like this, like, you know what I mean? Like, just step by step, and it worked out for him. He's still in business, you know?
Right. Yeah.
He didn't get ran out of town.
Right.
All jokes aside, man.
Yeah.
But like, not that that's what happened, but it kind of seemed like there were some feathers ruffled.
Many.
And, you know, and I guarantee if anyone knows what I'm talking about, I'm going to catch shit for even the little bit. Like, because I'm not mad at them, man.
Yeah, no,
like, I didn't mind them one bit.
No, I was actually, they actually sponsored a few of the workouts, my workouts of the day on my website.
That's what I mean.
Dude, I loved them. They were really good people.
I got out of jail the first, like, right when I first got out of jail during my down spell there.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped in on lunch break for a coffee one day, and like I walked through the door, and his face, like, it was just like, now granted, this is a man talking to me, so you can say what you will, but it was just a, oh, come here. And he gave me the biggest hug that I've ever, but I felt more sincerity in that hug than I have in a long time.
Like,
for Pete, just a random person that wasn't my mother or like somebody in my family, man, like that, he had a big fucking heart.
Yeah.
And if you can't see that, I think you're looking in the wrong places. Like, I don't know. He was a good dude, man.
Absolutely.
In my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Like, it was always just a bittersweet, not even bitter. So it was,
you know, all, but then like, in the same breath, like, I don't have any issues with the other side of the coffee world. You know, like, man, I went there. Me and Jess loved that motherfucker.
Exactly.
You don't think I like caribou?
Right.
I love caribou, dude. Like, that's my shit.
I know.
I was more comfortable with their menu than the other one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
It was hard because you just like, there was so much that went on and so much you didn't know. And
you're then right. Like, it's the shit that we still don't know.
Yeah.
So like,
so you
we
can
could
speculate
just be,
all day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. We could just be two ignorant dudes sitting here and we don't know the half of it. And that's a possibility too, man. But if I tell you, if you're mad at me for my views, show me then.
Yeah, right.
Show me what I
don't know. Some facts,
man.
Right? Yeah.
You know, but I don't want you. I don't want opinion. I want facts.
Yeah. Because facts don't give a shit about feelings, right? Like,
no,
that's just
man.
How it works.
And that's where I'm at these days. Yeah. Like, I if you got some straight up proof.
Right.
Like, it's what you can prove, man. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in my world, that's everything.
That's
everything.
Yeah. And I think that's the world we're starting to live in now is like, just because you see it on social does not mean it's real either.
Dog. But speaking of that, like, just shit that seeing on social. Did you see that Tucker Carlson's crazy fucking ass went to Russia?
And they interviewed Putin.
Holy fuck.
Good for him. I hope he doesn't die. But
that's right.
Yeah.
Jess, if you're listening, he said it first.
Yeah.
I told Jess last night.
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn worried for Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, dude. I hope he does not die. I mean, I'm glad he did it because it needed to be done. Yeah, all day.
Like he said, like he goes like, man, we have been trying to do this.
Yes.
And our own country has been stopping us. Now, why? Why could that
be? We are North Korea right now, dude.
Yes.
You think that North Korea is bad for not, you know, you cannot say this and you can't do that.
Yeah, man.
We're the exact same.
We're there.
And if you think that's not true, your fucking head's in the sand.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck
like, they are like, you know, and then we also like, you hear of, like, from our own government, communist Russia, they don't let any information in, any out.
Exactly.
What do you think we're doing?
That's exactly.
That's what we're doing, but we're being told that we are so free.
We're not.
In rank of freedom, we're not nowhere near the top. We never have.
Dude, they just passed the border bill.
Okay,
and it has nothing to do with the border.
No!
They sent $116 million dollars to Ukraine and Israel.
Did you see fucking Biden on the mic the other day saying how the border issues we have at the border is due to Trump and that mega shit? How?
Yeah.
Is Trump in office?
Right.
Okay, Trump has the open border policy.
Right.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
No, dude. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then what is he talking about? He was also bringing up fucking, he was talking, this idiot was also talking about Mexico's fucking, he was bringing up something to do with Mexico's president or a prime, whatever the fuck they have. It's a president, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm not that I'm not that smart, but anyway, whoever the fuck runs president, whoever runs the country, runs president, runs Mexico.
Yep.
He was speaking, I think it was Chi or something like that. Name. Anyway, bro, that was Egypt's fucking president or prime minister, whatever it is.
Yep.
Like, he's so out of his mind right now that, and like the whole thing was, the only reason he even talked was because it was under allegations of his poor memory and shit.
Yeah.
So he our president wants to get out in front of it and say his memory isn't bad. Bitch, you did nothing.
Dude.
But prove it to every single person that you are.
Biden is bought and paid for by China.
Yeah, 100%.
And then on top of all of this, I feel, this is opinion because nobody fucking knows. He's with it up top, but he's literally coming out and doing that. I want to see him behind closed doors.
I don't know, man. Biden, because behind closed doors, we already seen how he is. Everything from the Hunter Biden laptop on all that corruption, that is Joe Biden behind closed doors.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying he's putting on a front of being senile.
Being senile.
So that you can fucking get him out and they can just replace him, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he's just acting.
You know, and that very well could be, but I'm also one of them few people out there, like, and this is crazy to a lot of people, but I think there's more than one Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I think, like, if you just take the Biden, take a screenshot at any angle of the guy who was speaking in, like, just the other day, and then put it next to the Biden who was in office as vice president, they don't look anything alike.
Yeah.
They don't, like, structurally.
Yep.
Like, I'm not talking like, okay, well, we're talking some years here. Yeah. Yes. But I'm talking ear height.
Yeah.
I'm talking like bone structure. Yeah. That bone structure doesn't change, son.
Like, he's got two little dimples on this picture.
And and motherfuckers can call you crazy if they want, anyone listening. Yeah. But like, bro, common sense is common sense. And like, it's that crazy right now that
I feel like
every president's had a body double.
Yeah.
Everyone.
They have to.
Everyone. Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So why is it that crazy to believe that there's multiple Bidens?
Yeah.
It's just something's fucked up here, man.
And I don't think so. Regardless of which way anybody votes this primary, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be enough.
I don't believe that there will be a new president.
Right.
Okay, so I hope that there is, right?
Yeah.
But there's a big part of me that don't know that we're gonna make it there. I think something's gonna happen this year.
Yeah, same.
Because
COVID.
Dude, every election year, some shit goes down, right?
Yeah.
Last election year was COVID.
Yeah.
That's when this whole thing started. Yeah. So every election year, which is every 4 years, those that don't know this, every 4 years we have some serious shit hit because they want to sway the election one way or the other. And
you think it's made up, go look.
You can literally go every 4 years. Just look up election year catastrophes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, anything like that. Like, this happens every 4 years to sway the public opinion.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, does it not? But they know that they cannot put that vegetable of a man after the damage he's already done to himself. Like, let's just say it is an affront.
Yeah.
Even if it is a front, the damage done is too far gone.
Yeah.
If you put that man in front of Trump, he will eat him alive verbally and spit him out on the first stage that they sit in. Like, you can't beat Trump verbally.
Yeah.
You just can't. I don't care who the fuck you put in front of Trump.
Right.
Even if you're not a fan of Trump, you got to admit, verbally, this motherfucker's an animal.
Well,
like,
you can't get to where he's at.
No.
The dude's wise.
He's a fucking, the guy's no idiot. You don't become, like, and for all the,
bankrupt.
You've been bankrupt, all these things. Yeah, then he, guess what? That's more impressive to me because he built his fucking self back up.
Right.
I go bankrupt once, you don't hear from me again.
Right. Exactly. Like,
you know, I'm the done. Fact that this man is still who he is, and then despite all odds, still became president.
Well, dude, do you think he had to do that?
I don't think, I think Trump became president because he honestly felt he had to.
Well, yes, but I mean, like,
he had nothing to gain. No, I'm just
like, he has billions
of dollars. No, I'm saying,
yeah,
to him, like,
yeah,
he knew that he knew yeah. that he didn't have to, and yeah. he knew it would only hurt him.
Yeah,
he said that back when he was still a young Donald Trump.
Exactly.
He said that I don't want to have to do that, but yeah. I think if it was my obligation, I would.
Yeah.
And he said he has nothing to gain. And when he ran, he had nothing to gain.
Yeah.
He said he would not take the presidential salary. Right. And to my knowledge, right. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not the and I'm not the I'm not our Treasury of the United States. Right. But it's to my knowledge, he hasn't yet.
And even if he took half, whatever.
Dog, if he took a dollar, it's fine by me. But like, I think it's owed to him anyway. But he still had, even if. You know what the salary of the president is? About 150 grand a year.
Right.
Enough to make a very, very good living, but you're not going to be Donald Trump rich.
Exactly.
So, like, let's say even if he did take it, he still, to me, that still shows he had nothing to gain from becoming president.
Like, you took a pay cut.
Yeah, yeah. And since he's been president, how much fuckery has happened to this man?
Exactly.
Like, he's been raided in Mar-a-Lago. He got set up for this. He got, like, this motherfucker.
J6 is fake.
Dog.
Dude, don't even sit here. Anybody tell me that J6 actually happened.
No.
It wasn't fake.
No, shit.
Oh, no, there was an insurrection, and now we have to.
Dude, it was planned. It was planned. There's just all this footage. Dog. No, no. And there's also very, very big, like, there's a lot of evidence that shows that the police that were there for the insurrection also guided a few key people through the Capitol. Bro, they let them in. They let them, brought them up so they could take these key pictures. Exactly. They wanted to blame Trump for this. It was a, like, and people,
even today,
dog,
into their
system. Believe it or not, the only guy in Minnesota who was investigated by Homeland Security, I'm not making this up.
It's your buddy, right?
Yeah, bro. Like, I don't know if we ever talked about it. That's why I was going to say, like, I went to school with this man. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he will tell you the same thing.
Right.
I seen him this summer. We bullshit a bit. But, like, dog, the whole thing just was weird. Yeah. And, like, even talking to him, it was weird. Yeah. Like, dog, I don't know. I just feel like if you got to talk to people who are actually on scene.
Yeah.
In order to fucking, like, really get a grips on it. Because, the raw footage they show you isn't raw footage.
No.
It's doctored, like, it's
planned to a T.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. Even knowing the shit that I do know about that day and people who were there. And, like, I'm with you on that 100%. Because it was that Trump just... Trump's biggest fault is his goddamn addiction to Twitter.
Oh, dude, and his ego. Like,
yeah, it's dude. I want my president to have an ego, bro.
Have some big balls.
Right? I want my president to have that because.
So if that's his biggest fault, whatever.
You know, big deal, man. Right. At least it's better than the issues we have right now.
Or even before.
Yeah, or before.
I'm talking
back before, like, George Bush Sr. And up.
Dumb.
Terrible, son. George Bush Sr. Is an evil man, bro.
Exactly.
Evil man. Everything. Evil fucking man. And, like the shit I know for a fact on that man, even the way he smiles, man.
Yeah,
my hair is standing up on my back. Like,
dude,
that man is fucked.
When we started this podcast, seriously, I was like, we can't talk about politics. I fucking hate politics. Now it's not even politics. Now it's just facts.
Dude, it's not even like, we get into political shit from time to time, but this is just like,
politics.
No, because we're not talking political. Political, like, by definition, is lying.
Right.
And, like, right now, it's just, we're just. Two common people in like bumfuck Minnesota that have an opinion on it, like, but we're the opinion of the common person.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Really,
and between you and me, like, I have the opinion of the forgotten abouts.
Sure.
You have an opinion more of, like, just a common dude, like, who's now a business owner, thankfully.
Yeah.
At least you're growing and I'm growing. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, we just have two different world type thing views of how shit happened. Like, I was incarcerated in this country for a long time. Yeah. And like, I know our prison system is fucking corrupt. Exactly. You should never allow an entity to imprison Americans that's a private owned company.
Right.
And to me, that the fact that those live in our United States, and we are the most incarcerated country on the planet, we're not the most free.
Right.
And it is what it is. But like, I feel like we have perspectives on this whole fucking thing that is going on, man. Well, it's
another chalk up against Trump from whoever is against him. Hillary Clinton, look up the Steele dossier. Right? Anybody, and I know you have, anybody listening, if somebody goes, I fucking hate Trump, you're like, okay, fine, go Google the words Steele dossier. They literally made up a document just out of thin fucking air, even before he was president, to make him look like the biggest pile of garbage ever.
Idiot, racist, all that shit.
And then she comes out and it's fake.
Yeah.
It's not even real. And then people are still trying to believe that that's real. Like, they're still like, that's real. All that's real.
Dog, Trump is not a racist.
No.
And now, like, and I have people that I actually admire who still to this day believe that Trump is a racist because of how thorough of a job they did. The CIA in America is one of these biggest central intelligence agencies in the world. Now, the only intelligence agency that might meet or beat them would be Mossad, and or if we go back in time, the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Now, the Soviet Union, and like they were the top tier on shit. They had us beat on intelligence.
Yeah.
But today, and like, but do you think here's a question: do you think the Soviet Union really fell that hard that their intelligence agency completely crumbled?
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, you don't think Putin has an intelligence agency that's like out of this world? Like, I mean, it's not like maybe not better, but at least to par.
Right.
Like, and maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I probably don't. But I'm just saying, like, I just hard for me to believe that a one time. All-time great intelligence agency just felt that hard.
Right. Well, it's a psychological damage. I mean, it would be just like anybody who wears a mask in 2024.
Yeah.
Call it what you ever want. You got psychologically beat fucking down in 2021, 22, if not, you know, lingering into 23. Now, 2024, you're still wearing...
You're delusional.
I feel bad for these people because they have been mentally fucked with so hard.
Well, what it is
that's still okay.
These people are the same people that took every booster. They took every shot. And now for them to admit that they were wrong admits a lot to themselves. And they're afraid to admit that. And I really do feel that they are terrified to fully accept, if you will, like that they were that wrong.
Dude,
you know?
Because now...
Because, like, there's still people out there that don't think our government would hurt us.
Exactly. They're still like, oh, they're for us.
Yeah. No.
Where the fuck has they have been shown to do that ever?
No.
Since you and I have been.
The only time our American government cares about an American life is if it gets us into an act of war.
Absolutely.
So right now, what any aggression met on American soldiers will be met with a swift and dog.
Well,
really, everyone?
Oh, look at
everyone
Europe right now, though. Look at Europe. Like, why do you think their men, this is what it is, why do you think their men are so small? They're not big.
No.
Because all they've done for the last 50 to 100 years is just send them to war.
They don't...
Any aggression that they do, they just send them to war.
Well, a strong man in the household, too, is something that they just don't want.
No.
Like for example, even like this comes right out of the playbook of like, so, you know, like fucking people, like the type of person that would like to, like a child molester, right?
Yeah.
Like, say they're the, like, this comes right out of their playbook, and they will essentially say if they can tell that a kid has a strong father figure in the home, they steer clear.
Absolutely.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Just be a strong fucking male household figure, and they steer clear because they know that it's a threat to
child
them.
Child molester, any type of intimidation.
Yes.
Factor.
If you have a strong male in the household, people tend to stay clear of that.
No nonsense, fuck off.
Hey, you know, like, big time, man. Like, and it's just, it is what it is. Yeah. But it's fucking, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That's all it takes. So, like, there's an undeniable power. Like we're trying, like, the ones to be are trying to, like, take that, like, you know, like, right now, what's the worst thing a man can be in the eyes of, like, social media and the public is that toxic male masculinity.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, like, they just, they're trying to victimize a strong man.
Yeah.
So where they're, like, and that's why all, like, the, like, when I was a child, I had He-Man to look up. I had Hulk Hogan.
Right.
I had all these big fucking, like, like crazy strong men.
Right.
Who the fuck do kids that have come up, like Samuel's age?
Yeah. He looks up to dudes on YouTube doing camping videos, which are fine.
That's all right. That's better than, like, alternatives.
Right. But he's not masculine.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's not like, hey, kid. Oh, fuck you up.
Like, the most masculine man in and I really do also think that the most masculine man in any child's life should be their father.
Sure.
I know it was to me.
Yeah.
Like, even though my dad was not He-Man or fucking or Rambo, but in my head he fucking was up until the day he passed. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, but and even after that, I still, my dad will still beat your dad's ass from the fucking grave, you know, like in one way or the other, he'll win.
Yeah.
But now it's just, you don't see that anymore.
Now
you see Logan Paul and Jake Paul and they're feeding these kids this poison fucking prime drink. Yeah. And like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, it's a different time even from my generation. And I'm not old.
Right.
I'm fucking 32. I'll be 33 this year. So like, there was this, like, fission, like, this fracture in society at some point between me and now that just, they wanted to victimize masculine men.
They do, and they, so that's, I mean, for what I do with our kids, I'm just all over them. All
you gotta be, man.
And then, you know, when I show them old, you know, old cartoons or, like, old shows, and then they're, oh, this is different. This is not what I'm. Yeah, watch.
Yeah,
Sonic the Hedgehog. Watch,
there you go.
You know, like, I mean, whatever. Old shows, they beat the shit out of each other. They, you know,
but the old Tom and Jerry, right. Even man, that was a violent show, dude.
Right. You know, you're not gonna grab the frying pan and whack somebody over the head.
No, because you also got to instill someone right and wrong, man. Like I watched this guy talking about how like a tree doesn't need to be told to be a tree, right?
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, like even a sprout does not need a bigger tree to tell it how to grow to be a tree.
Right.
Now, like, so like, and there's a theory that like humanity in general too, even if a baby was left, like obviously if a baby was left to his own devices, he would die.
Well, that's human.
But yes, but if like a kid shouldn't have to be like, they're instilled in us as humanity is the right and wrong thing. Like we can tell when something's not right or when something's not, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know, man. I just feel like there's that already instinctual advantage that we have just molded a little bit. Yeah. Like, and I just think it should be done in the home rather than, you know, like social media or the news or like all these outliers to make a kid think like wearing a dress is fucking cool all of a sudden. Kids weren't confused of their gender until we told them they were.
Exactly, yeah.
And now like, okay, like a kid wasn't confused until we gave them 40 genders to pick from.
Exactly.
You know, like anybody with a developing mind, when you're like, okay, there's men, boy and girl.
Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
You do the look down, and you're like, okay, I know which one I am.
Yeah.
But when you're confusing them with all these things and then saying that they're confused, no fucking shit.
Right. Well, then when they go, like, it's just really bad. When they're mutilating. They're going,
dude, did you hear this? What Trump said what he would do is if he got in office?
Yeah.
First thing was first was there would be no more mutilating children, which is...
It needs to happen.
That is a... mind blowing that that has to be his lead sentence.
I know.
Like,
why do parents think that it's okay for them to choose that they don't need a penis right now?
Right, right, but you can't. But if they wanted a beer, oh, you ain't old enough.
You can't have that.
You can't have a beer yet.
But you can
choose to cut your dick off.
And then here's what's happening now is this has been around long enough that now people have to deal with this transition that they can't reverse.
Yeah, not only that, but then the hormonal change that's doing to these kids. No wonder why they're fucked up in the head, man.
They killed themselves.
Yeah. Why do you think our suicide rate is so far? Like a male body, a male child. Yeah. We're talking from like, you know, the 5 to 10 to fucking all the way up to 21. Like especially in the early years, the hormonal change, flipping it. No shit. Yeah. That's going to fuck with a kid and make him suicidal. That's why it's mutilation, man. And, like, just the forcing of this shit on our kids and our school. Yeah. Oh, dude. It makes me want to throw up, man. Yeah. Like, it really does. It makes me not.
And if anybody's out there thinking that it's okay, you're just as mentally ill as their
children. Yes.
As your children.
I don't care. I will debate you on this to my dying breath.
Yeah.
If you think that letting a 5 to 10-year-old kid decide it's okay to cut his fucking shit off and or a girl.
Right.
You are as fucked up as the society that I'm talking about.
You're as fucked up as the child is going to be.
Yes. To me, especially if you're the type that are ready to chop your little boy's fucking shit off to make them transition to a female. To me, there's no forgiving that as a parent. And also, there's absolutely no way you can tell me that you're any different than the Dahmer type of dog. That's the Dahmer of the 2024. Like, you're fucked in the head. And I will go down swinging on this. Like, there's nothing you can do to change my view on this. No. And I'm not some fucking closed mind. I'm a very open-minded dude, man. But that's the thing. I love these. I love kids as they are.
Yeah.
Kids. And I'm even against the whole fact when a kid 20 years ago would daydream, that's ADD now.
Yeah.
And a kid used to have free spirit. Now they're tranquilizing them with Adderall, tranquilizers, the Xanax and all that shit. Like, but we let our children be children, man. And let them just, because at the point at 5.
Yeah.
They're not worried about their dick. They're not even thinking of, what am I, a boy or a girl? They know. No. You have no subconscious yet. It, like the barrier, that's when you're still playing pretend time and it's real to them.
Fucking monkey.
Man.
All day.
They're not concerned with, oh, am I a boy or a girl? No, dude, they know already. Like they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Or they don't.
Yeah, dude, and I just, the only confusion comes from what you guys are feeding them, and it really does make me, who isn't that bright of a person. I mean, I'm intelligent for my class, like from where I'm at, but I don't feel that I'm afraid to put my kids in public school at this point. Like it's getting there because I know where it's at right now.
Yeah.
Right now, there's still some area, right? You know, there's still some free floating as long as you have a strong home.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you have a strong home and you can, you know, just do your work as a parent when they're home. I think they can wade through it. But if I had a baby right now and it became time for them to be in high school, bro, what's that going to be like? What's that landscape going to look like?
Well, there was a meme. This is funny, but it's just true. There was a meme, 1993, homeschool. Don't homeschool. Your kids are going to be weird. 2024, your kid now thinks he's a fucking cat. You're like, they went to high school, and now they think they're a cat. Really?
Yep.
Sounds like homeschool probably the way to go.
Not bad, bro. Yeah. And I'm all about this whole, and that was another thing that Trump said too, was about education being back into the States.
Yeah.
And I'm all about and all for, I would pay an ungodly amount of money and work my ass to the grave in order to put my kid to school that would find out what he's good at.
Yeah.
Double down on that.
Exactly.
And not every one of us is going to be good at everything. You know, like if you're like right now, our curriculum, you know, you got your standard classes. Yeah. Let's say my kid that happens to go through there is good at math and social studies.
Right.
But not very great at fucking English language and this and that or whatever. Yeah. Let's victimize him for not being great at these other two, but then not excel him at the ones he's like, dude, it just makes no sense to me. Why don't find out what a kid is good at?
Yeah.
Put him into that. Right. Because I feel like we all have our gifts and we all have our weaknesses. Yes. Like instead of victimizing you for the things you're weak on, why don't you just take, instead of victimizing a child for not being good at everything,
right,
like that is even a fathomable, like, an expectation of that, right, you know, like I don't expect that of my kid,
right,
but what he is good at, let's throw everything in the kitchen sink at that.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll excel. Yeah. And now granted, the only reason I could ever think not to do that is if like your kid excels at something, but isn't passionate about it.
Yeah.
Then we can move on and find something else. Yeah. But like, I'm not saying make him do something he ain't passionate or emotionally invested in. But bro,
I gotta do say like our area up here.
We are fortunate.
We're not immune to it.
But like, no, but we are fortunate.
Pretty level-headed people.
We have our exceptions.
But it's still like.
But that is one of the main reasons that I feel I'll always live in small town America for the simple fact of like we are all human beings up here.
Yeah.
And like I feel like that was always my hope in the end of the day was like even if martial law would ever happen, like any of these worries that I have in the back of my head because I'm a fucking anxiety riddled fuck.
Sure.
like I always had this feeling in me that like, well, at the end of the day, the people that have to come and enforce this are human fucking beings.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but granted, I also know what sound vibration can do, and I know what they have capabilities of doing as far as brainwashing. And dude, there's frequencies out there, people, that can pretty much, you don't realize what you're doing until it's already done.
Right.
And like people with that are taking antipsychotics are more susceptible to these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think that everyone's as guilty as they're like the guy who randomly one day for no reason hopped in his vehicle to drive 3 hours to a grocery store to open fire on this grocery store.
Right.
And just so happened the security guard that worked at this grocery store had patents open for a water powered car.
Sure.
To me, that is really
weird.
What?
Yeah.
Like I do feel, and like, I also know that there is a, like, and if you don't believe that, I think that if you don't believe that mind control is possible, there, look up Devil's Breath. Devil's Breath is a plant in South America that basically if it happens on tourists all the time.
Yeah.
Like they blow this shit in your face, and once it enters your fucking airway, you are now a zombie. Like you're basically susceptible to whatever they tell you to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, again, this is facts. I'm not saying my opinion. Look it up. So if there's a plant out there that can do this, you don't think we can replicate it with different things, like different sound frequencies, waves, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's crazy. But yeah, now we're getting further into conspiracy shit.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
But I try not to end every episode in a conspiracy theory, but like. But a lot of this shit is only conspiracy theory to those who haven't researched it.
Yeah.
Like, it's really not.
You have your head in the sand. The
like, I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you the earth is flat. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We're not going that deep into it. But, like, there is just certain things that, like, they have, our own government's admitted to being able to do, you know, and whatever. But, where are we at? I see you looking at the
I know. I got basketball practice.
That's tonight. What I mean. I don't want to fuck you up just because I was a little late.
No, we better start.
Yeah, I didn't work today, people, but I stopped in there thinking I had the holy fuck, there's a clock right next to me. I'm not even going to explain. Lewis, I just talked to him the other day because of tanks passing, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So me and Lou talked on the phone for a little while and whatnot. He actually asked, I was really cool to actually have an answer for him because he had asked me, like, all right, right before we got the phone, it was, when are you and Jed going to get back in, you know, and do another one? I'm like, you know what? I fucking swear to God, I know you're not going to believe me, but like, we have a plan.
Yeah.
That's in motion. This Friday will be the first installment of a consistent, like, or at least the attempt to, like, we're going to make this shit work. Even if it doesn't work, on a, we're going to make this shit work. Totally. And then all he said was, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Then did his laugh, you know? And Lewis, if you, I know you, I don't know if you ever heard him laugh, but he's got an infectious laugh. Yeah. It's a Lewis laugh. You know what I mean? Like, so he did his laugh and then, like, yeah, I was just pumped to be able to try to prove this fucker wrong. Yeah, so fuck you, Lewis, not because of the normal reasons, but because we're gonna prove it. We're gonna show you this shit.
Just know that the only way this grows is if people actually share
it. Yes, yes.
Not just me share it, not just Cody share it.
And there's absolutely no way on the planet that we're the only ones that feel this way about certain things. Even when we do get, like we said before, we didn't want to get political. That was never the aim of this. It was just a conversation that we recorded, but like there, we cannot be the only motherfuckers that feel this way. If we were, to be honest, like there wouldn't be a following for certain people out there and shit. Like, and again, even back to the Trump shit, I don't agree with that man on everything. But when we look at what we're looking at without him, it's pretty terrifying.
Exactly. So we gotta share it out.
Share this and that. Even if you don't agree with every motherfucking point, I mean, I don't agree with every one of yours, so why would you agree with mine?
Exactly.
Fucking hell yeah.
We'll get back at it next week. We'll see you guys next week, and hopefully we'll be in the same room or a different room, but we're gonna stay.
We'll make it happen.
Cool.
All right. Peace.
Bye for now.